might have committed adultery, but I know what my relationship is. I might have messed up over there, but my relationship is with him. Oh, but glory to God. My fellowship is broken, but I know how to get restored. I'm coming back to my Father. I'm going to pray and seek his face and turn from my ways. Somebody say, yay! Yay! There have been times I've been out of fellowship with God. Oh, but my relationship remains the same. There have been out of time, been times in my life when God had to chasten me. Been times in my life when I didn't really understand the will of God. But one thing I know, that he will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. He'll be with me always, through my ups and through my downs. Yeah! Woo. Hallelujah! Glory! 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 Don't let nobody steal your joy. Nobody tell you that God have X you out. Let nobody tell you. I learned something some years ago. Took me a while to get to this, but I learned something. And that is that God loves his people. And God got some bad children. God got some bad children. I'm not talking about the world. I'm not talking about them out there. I'm talking about God got some bad children in the house. Wait a minute. I got to deal with this. God got some bad children in this house. Yeah, you got some bad siblings. But you know what about God? He still loves them. And even God told Israel this, and he told them that. He said, I'm married to you backsliding people. I'm not going to divorce you. They were his people. They were going after idol God. They was doing all kinds of stuff. They were sacrificing their children to idols and doing all that stuff. Them God bad children. They got bad children. What did he say? He chastened them. He let Nebuchadnezzar. God will let the enemy whip you for him. God will let the enemy give you a spanking. Because he loved you. Whom I love, I correct. Whom I love, I chasten. Who is it that God does not love? God loves everybody. He would that those that are not his would turn to him. He would that every person would be saved. And them that are saved, see, most of the Bible, especially the New Testament, is written, when you get past the Gospels, the epistles, and most of them from that on down, get past the Gospel, most of that is written to the church for its correction, for the problems that they are having in their life. You know, he addresses marriage because why would he have to address marriage? Because what? God's people had gotten away from what marriage was supposed to be. Why do they have to address bad language? Because all God folks were cussing and fussing and using profane language. Yeah. Why should you have to tell a saint that? If you don't know, he don't know. You got to tell him. Look like, you know, here we go. Well, the Holy Ghost will help you. Paul didn't allow the Holy Ghost to help. He wrote it down. Look, Colossians 3, he talks about it, saying, now what? I ain't going there with it, but I got some. I'm not going to do that. So in the book of Colossians, Ephesians, and all of that, he goes there to tell them and correct them about their lifestyle. Well, what these Holy Ghost feel, folks? Wait a minute. Y'all believe in the Holy Ghost feel? Okay. Now, since they're Holy Ghost feel, why didn't Paul say, well, y'all just pray about it, and God will help you change your lifestyle? No, he didn't say that. He said, look, this is what you need to do. I'm going to write it out here and put it before you so you'll know that it's there and this is what God requires. I'm not trusting you I'm not just trusting you just to pray and change. No, I'm not praying. But I'm going to tell you what God said. I'm going to write it down, and I'm going to give it to you so that you can read it and know what it says, and then whatever consequences happen after that, it's on you. Because some folks, the Holy Ghost tells them anything. Some folks are listening, and they Holy Ghost is talking. I mean, I don't know what he's saying, but you need to measure your Holy Ghost up with this. And see if it measures up with this. When it measures up with this, then you'll be a person after God's own heart. It does not mean that you got everything like it should be, but you are in search. And you're seeking. Why is that? Because we are the children of God. The power of the Holy Spirit lives in us. And because it lives in us, then our relationship with him is progressive. Not a relationship, but our fellowship is progressive. We use the term relationship so much, but our fellowship. Our fellowship, you know, fellowship is two fellows in the same ship. That was Sumter Johnson used to say years and years ago. Two fellows in the same ship. Now in the same boat or whatever else it is that. Let me tell you. You out there on that water in a boat. And there's nobody but the two of you. And y'all trying to get across the lake. And you get tired of rowing. And the other fella in the boat say, I'm tired too. Somebody got to row the boat. If we're going to get across this boat, both of us can't be tired at the same time now. Same way I'm saying about life, if being a Christian, your fellowship is important with one another. Sometimes you're in the ship with the individual, and y'all got to work this thing out together. Well, I'm closing. I didn't even finish my verse. I'm closing today. But sometimes, you know, we fail to realize that we are in fellowship Jesus Christ. No, we are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And as long as we stay in fellowship, First John deals a lot with fellowship. He deals with the fellowship and he talks about it in there, and I'm not going to that today. But times come in our lives where not only do we need our fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, we need fellowship with one another. We need to know that because if I'm a person after God's own heart, one of the major things is we've got to have what? The Word of God. On down through that Psalms, he talks about the other element is prayer. Main element of all of that is our fellowship one with another. Those three things are very important. One is the Word of God, prayer, and fellowship. We're going to be the people after God's own heart. We've got to have a word life, we got to have a prayer life, and we got to have a life of unity with the brethren and sisters. Got to do that. Somebody tell the person next to you, says, I need and I have. Oh, I put it like this. I need and I must have. Word, prayer, and fellowship, one with another. You're going to be the persons after God's own heart. The thing that causes the body of Christ not to be effective in the world today and even in the church world is we don't have unity. And because there is this disunity, this dysfunction, then many times our churches cannot be effective and successful. They can't do that. Gotta have unity in order to accomplish the goals. We are not obligated to fight one another. We are obligated to fight the enemy. That's what our obligation is. You know, people, I still hear church people, and I still hear denominational people fighting each other. And Look, we got one devil we need to be fighting. Elder Jordan gonna be preaching at the Methodist Church tonight. And he ain't gonna be preaching about this Church of God in Christ. He's gonna be preaching the Bible, the Word of God, encouraging and edifying and building up the body of Christ. Not trying to tear this one down so I can be look like I'm somebody. None of us are any better than anybody else. All of us all break off from somebody. If you're a denomination, you'll break away from something. I don't care what denomination you are, you broke off from somebody. I come out of Baptist church. My wife come out of Methodist church. Some of y'all come from Catholic church. Some of y'all come from, so how many folks in here was Methodist somewhere down the road? Look at that. How many folks in here was Baptist down the road? How many folks in here were Catholic down the road? We're here. God got us all put together. We kind of all, and how many of y'all Koji folks down the road, y'all? No, y'all 3, 4, 5 generations, and y'all proud. I come from the Baptist. We probably 10 generations deep. You know, people boast about all that kind of stuff. And that's well, you know, what you in, you ought to be proud of what you are in and what you're part of. But the main thing that you ought to be proud of is that Jesus saved us and brought us in. You can boast about your denomination, but if you have any boasting at all, it ought to be in Jesus Christ, what he's done. None of us deserve to be saved, and none of our denomination was right enough to get us correct enough and righteous enough to be saved. But Jesus' death, his death, his dying on the cross, and not only that, but being buried and raised the third day, solidified everything and pleased God enough that, what, God raised him up. And then Jesus said, when he come out of the grave, he said, all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. And he gave gifts unto men. I thank God for that. Is there anyone in here today that needs salvation? You in here today? God pricked your heart about something we said today. You know that you are in relationship, but your fellowship is a little shaky. You and God, you know, you're not hearing your prayer, and you're not getting results like you used to get. Something. Something is going on. God wants us all to be able to know that we hear his prayers. When we pray, we want him to know that I'm praying. I got this confidence. I have this assurance that he hears me. Father, we thank you today. Maybe someone today, God, that didn't come forth today. But God, we realize today, Lord, that they in their hearts might not want to come openly, but you know their hearts and their mind. We today, God, express to you our gratitude for salvation, our thankfulness, Lord, for you, for what you've done for each one of us. Forgive us, Lord, and restore unto us the joy of thy salvation. Move every doubt, fear, unbelief, let it be moved from us. Help us, Lord, to lay aside every one of the weights and sin that do it so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Give God a
praise, you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've been good to us, Lord.